Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's frickin' Friday. There you go. The 7th day of September 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, the smoke, I'll tell you guys about it when we get back. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, officer fatally shoots man after entering wrong apartment, believing that it was her own. This is from ABC News. A Dallas police officer shot and killed a 26-year-old man Thursday night upon returning home from her shift and entering an apartment she apparently thought was her own, authorities said. Preliminary information suggests the off-duty officer, who has not been publicly identified, of course not, was still wearing her police uniform after working a full shift when she arrived that night at the apartment complex where she lives, south of downtown Dallas, according to a statement released Friday by the Dallas Police Department. She told responding officers that just before 10 p.m. local time, she entered the victim's apartment believing that it was her own. At some point, fired her weapon, striking the victim, police said in a statement. The officer called police dispatch for help, and responding officers administered aid to the man at the scene. He was then taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead by police, police said. Authorities said they are awaiting family notification before releasing the victim's name. The officer involved was not injured. Oh, thank God. That's what's really goddamn important here, ain't it? What would happen to you or I if we walked into the wrong apartment and shot somebody? What would happen to you or I? But this person here, see, they work for this one of these international corporate mafia unions. And I guarantee you, nothing's going to happen to this woman. Nothing's going to happen. And thank God she was okay. The officer... Officer involved was not injured in the incident and was placed on administrative leave while the, and that's paid administrative leave. She's getting paid the whole time after she, after you and I guarantee you where we'd be sitting today. You'd be sitting in a goddamn jail cell and you'd be looking at, I mean, best case scenario, you'd be looking at involuntary manslaughter. Minimum. Administrative leave, and you'd be sitting your ass in jail or with a huge bail, walking in. I mean, if you'd been a private citizen, a national, their private firearm had walked in and done that, what would have happened to you? Police department conducts a joint investigation with Dallas District Attorney's Office. Seeing that district attorney, he's the only one that can file a charge against this bitch. I mean, any kind of charge. They'll probably call it an accidental shooting, and she'll be right back to work. This investigation is ongoing, and we will release additional details as they become available, and it is appropriate to do so. Police, it's appropriate for them to go ahead and release. Yeah, I just walked into somebody's apartment and shot him fucking dead. Police said in the statement, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall is set to hold a press conference Friday regarding the incident. The Dallas County District Attorney's Office said that they do not have any additional information to release at this time. What the hell are you going to do? What are you going to say? You walked into the wrong... This wasn't even a police raid with a phony-ass computer-generated corporate mafia warrant. Yeah, I made a mistake. I walked in the wrong place, and I can't be this woman... Nothing will happen to her, and she'll probably get a promotion. Talking about certain guns online to be punished with 5 years in prison. This is from Gun Owners of America, who are a bunch of pukes, who are a bunch of ripoffs, who are a bunch of goddamn government agents, because they want a 501c3 too. So they're as much a part of the government as the goddamn government is. If Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and Chuck Schumer from New York get their way, gun owners could go to jail for a minimum of 5 years simply for posting a file that will allow honest citizens. Oh, I love that. Honest citizens. Honest slaves. Because that's what citizen means. It means you're a slave. A slave without rights. Allow honest citizens to print their own 3D guns. These senators are trying to sucker Republicans. Oh, because they got to sucker the Republicans because Republicans ain't in on it. See, there's Republicans against them Democrats, and they're for your Second Amendment, which is a state's right to sue another state in the original Constitution. It had nothing to do with the second article of the People's Bill of Rights, but they're trying to sucker those Republicans. This is what the Gun Owners of America are telling you, those government agents. Sucker Republicans into supporting this gun control by helping them pass prison reform legislation. Well, so it's going to be a kind of a trade-off here. But for gun owners across America, this should be a non-starter. Oh, well, I'm sure it will be. I'm sure. Well, I mean, how much do we got to send you, Pratt? How much more do you need to go there to buy some little boys for the congressmen and the senators so that you can make this a non-starter? How many? The battle begins with the House passed prison reform bill. In and of itself, the House passed bill is not anti-gun, but the Senate, with some help from the White House, White House? That's Trump, ain't it? Is insisting that the House bill be coupled with the Senate sentencing reform bill, S-1917, which is a seriously anti-gun, which is... The White House? Trump? Seriously? Anti-gun? Really? I don't believe... What's going on in this country, people? You don't believe none of this shit, do you? The specific problem is Section 107 of the Grassley-Durbin-Schumer bill, which imposes a 5-year mandatory minimum prison sentence for violation of the International Traffic in Arms Regulation. This is a battle that GOA has fought against and won in the past. But now that anti-gunners are making another, the anti-gunners are making another pass at this. The ITAR revision would outlaw gunsmithing with respect to a wide variety of guns. 8 states have now successfully sued to criminalize over 100,000 downloads of instructions for making a gun from a 3D printer. In addition, communicating how-to information on the internet with respect to guns on the munitions list would also earn you a minimum 5-year prison. So, you know, you go on the internet and you want to, you know, even cleaning a gun, you know, you clean it properly, how to disassemble, and, you know, the instruction manual usually comes with a brand new gun. Going on there, they want to put you in jail for 5 years. This is just your boy Trump. Now, I've noticed that, you know, since that, I talked about that 3 o'club shit the other day over there that they talked about on the micro effect. There has been nothing said about, but what the policy over there has become, if you can't say something good about Trump, just don't say nothing at all. Don't say no bad things. And you'll hear less and less about the Jews. I mean, this whole bullshit idea that there's some kind of a resistance building out there, it doesn't exist except for you and I. It exists in the individual. It exists in the individual who understands that they are human beings with a bill of goddamn rights, and rights that cannot be violated, and rights that you are going to enforce yourself, or they will not be enforced. They consider you property. Where were we here? The problem is that these ITAR regulations deem that any item of information posted on any medium is communicated to every person with access to the medium. Therefore, any how-to gun-related information on the internet is deemed to have been communicated to everyone on the internet, including terrorists. That's what they're going to give you 5 years in jail for. You put on how to, I just saw something simple, how to change a stock, modify your gun with a synthetic stock, anything. 5 years in prison. And this is coming right, this is out of the White House. This is what your boy Trump wants, because he knows, I mean, I heard him today, man. I mean, God, it's coming up on election time, but you got to vote, people. You got to get out there and vote. You have to give us more permission or we can't go on. And there, people aren't falling for this shit and they're desperate. If you don't get out there and vote, they're going to put that, they're telling the communists, if you don't go out there and vote, man, they're going to put that, Trotskyite, on the Supreme Court, and the Trotskyites are going to take away, right to abortion, all these things that the Supreme Court has no authority. All the Supreme Court ever had, all it was ever put in place for was to give opinions. Opinions are not lawful orders from any court. A lawful order from a court can only come from the common law courts for an American national. But they were to put out opinions so that the government could look at those opinions if they thought that, and the main thing, because that's what they sold this shit to us for, was that we're going to get this big fed, this, well, and it was going to be kept small. It was always going to be limited, small government. Just in cases some big powerful entity came along and tried to take our goddamn rights away from us, group of people we gave a little bit of power to, just enough to, you know, to watch the international commerce, and in times of war, like somebody coming to take our rights away from us, they could get us all together so that we could fight effectively as a, you know, and be provisioned as army and as an army of militia and defend that goddamn Bill of Rights. This is says right here, with some help from the White House insisting that the House bill be coupled with the Senate sentencing reform bill, which is seriously anti-gun. Hey, you 3-clubbers out there. Huh? You treasonous sons of bitches. There's your international communism. There's your international communism. He's up there touting, oh my God, people, all the wonderful things he's done for us. You know, God, you know, again, I heard that, you know, there were 200,000 jobs committed in, created in the economy this month, or this week. I guess they do that week to week. When this whole thing started out in 2008, when it first came out, and it was that big serious ass problem, man. I mean, we just had to hand our treasury over to Henry Paulson. Instead of, you know, completely out of control of the Congress, just handed over the Senate and the elites. Senate and Henry Paulson, treasurer, to pay off all of this crime, to pay off all of these illegal loans, to pay off this fraud. We had to hand it over to them. And now we're seeing the full, it's just day after day, people, day after day, it's just right in your goddamn face with it. You are property, that you are owned. I think I'm going to find out who the fuck just thinks they own me, and I'm going to put a bullet in their fucking head. I want to know who the local son of a bitch around here is that thinks they own me. And I'm going to go show them, bam, you don't own shit, son of a bitch. I've had about a gutful of this stuff. I don't know about the rest of you. But again, you got Trump out there touting 200 and some thousand jobs. Goddamn happy days are here again, people. But when this whole thing began, what did they say? They came at the great economists, the ones that kept talking people into investing into that market as it was falling, as it was going. No, you got to pump money. Now's the time to pump money. Yeah, now's the time. And I mean, it caused deaths across this country. People blew their brains out. They lost everything. A chunk of the middle class was put in the goddamn tent cities. Right in front of our eyes, we watched it all happen. But at that time, they said just to keep up with Americans, this is just Americans, this ain't the flood that's still coming over that border. You know, I can't remember the time frame, deported 100,000, while 200,000 more walked across the goddamn border unabated. And not to mention, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, you know, the 10,000 more visas for the middle class jobs, all this shit. But it's coming up on election time, guys, so we're going to talk about jobs. There's just so many jobs out there. And wages, man, you know, and that's another thing, tout. Wages have increased by this many percent. Yeah, you goddamn right. When the ones at the top get $10 trillion and you figure that in the whole curve, the people, you know, the bottom, 85%, but from 85% down, they got way less. But because they got so much more at the top and they call it all just one thing, oh, wages are going up. If you're a billionaire, things are wonderful in this goddamn country. If you're anybody else, you're just a piece of goddamn property to be disposed of as they see fit. Therefore, any how-to gun-related information on the internet is deemed to have been communicated to terrorists. Here comes Trumpy after your guns. Here comes that conservative, you sick in the head son of a bitches out there that went for this in the first place. Hey, you're going to go out and vote some more? Are you going to go out and vote some more?
Yes, they are.
Goddamn right they are. And it's all going to continue, my friend, until we put a stop to it the hard way.
Too bad we haven't got 75% of Henry's.
Well, actually, the people are out there. This broadcast, you know, when we started doing this, I mean, the numbers went straight up until they took notice to what we were doing. Oh, goddamn, there's somebody out there telling the truth. I think everybody bitches and complains on the Facebook and what might have you about the algorithms and how their shit's being taken down. We were the fucking first. And I tell you, hit in a hard way. This has been squeezed down to, if you get a new computer, I mean, even to get on, to find From the Trenches, you better know to type in From the Trenches, worldreport.com, and then three or four fucking times. I mean, it's got to the point where we're getting emails all the time. I can't put up a comment. I mean, it's just being squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. Like I said, we got Alex Jones. Oh, he's in front of a congressional committee about the conservative views being removed, and it's, you know, freedom of speech and the conservative view. See, this is the game they're playing. It's a conservative view. It's like when they talk about, you know, the pigs killing people. I mean, this goddamn Gestapo, East German Stasi police force across this country out slaughtering our people. See, but you do what you do when it comes, you know, everybody starts saying, God damn, man. I mean, like Kelly Thomas, you got people being murdered on tape and the cops are walking away with a smile on their face and a raise from their unions. And what you do, this is a black problem. This is the same shit they're doing with the internet. oh, this is a conservative problem. And if we just get that conservative view, which is the other half of the fucking line, we all know it, and then they'll make some laws, and you can't take that conservative view down. I mean, if it's conservative, if it's considered a conservative side, but we'll be considered an anti-government side. We'll be considered a terrorist side, because what they want removed from the internet is the goddamn truth. Period. But they'll fix the problem. Just like if, you know, we're going to go out there and because across the board, more white people are killed in this country than any other color people, because there's more white people. And the murder is, it's rampant across the board, and they really don't give a shit what color you are. And the cop that shoots the black dude, just much chance him being black as white as the white cop that shoots the white guy. It don't goddamn matter. Woman, man, it don't matter. It's the East German Stasi coming at your ass. But this is why you got that dirty son of a bitch and shill treasonous bastard Alex Jones. But here's, this is the problem, is that Alex Jones and the conservative view is being censored. Not that the goddamn truth is being removed from the internet, because you're never going to hear about, I mean, compared to what that whining little fat bitch is crying around about, what has been done to the trenches, man. Well, if you could step up there and say, well, what about this? What about, that's not conservative, that's what we see, there's only two choices in this country. There's Democrats and Republicans, that's all there is in this country. There aren't no goddamn people. There's two political parties, and they both shit through the same hole, because they're both international communists, they're both taking your country away from you, they're both killing your people, they both tell you that your Bill of Rights is meaningless to them, they have removed it from consideration. Who could ever argue it, just with asset forfeiture? I mean, without even going down to your local goddamn county offices or your so-called county courts and watching the lines of people going through, this is your day in court. You walk up and some clerk tells, well, I'll knock $50 off that. That's $500 for you. Yeah, I'll knock $10. I'm giving you a real good deal today. I'm feeling good. I mean, you talk about arbitrary tyranny right in your goddamn face, and people just taking it and taking it and taking it and taking it. And they will continue to take it. And, yesterday, you know, I had to, because of the tooth thing, you know, I had to go to town. And of course, we got the goddamn smoke that is rolled in here. And what happened is another fire. Right over on in the Trinity National Forest over there by Shasta again. So, I mean, it's coming in, but there were rigs burning on the roads and stuff, and it was like yellow smoke. This rancid shit, man, and we're breathing this. But I wanted to, let me make sure I got this one way I want to do this here. Yep, this is it. Let's look at this. Let's look at this and think about what we've been talking about these fires. This is called Big Rigs Abandoned as Wildfire Scorches California Freeway. This is from the Associated Press. Truckers abandoned big rigs and motorists screamed in fear as they came dangerously close to an explosive wildfire that shut down about 45 miles of a major California interstate near the Oregon border that authorities were desperately trying to reopen. In a video, a passenger in a vehicle screams, "Oh my God, I want to go," as nearby trees burst into flames. "I can't breathe," the woman says, sobbing. "Please, guys, come put it out." We won't go into that. We know that it isn't put it out. It's contain it till it snows. Milk it. That's what we've been talking about. The fire erupted Wednesday afternoon in a rural area and devoured timber and brush on both sides of Interstate 5 as it nearly tripled in size overnight, officials said Thursday. Elsewhere in the state, a fire raging in the Sierra Nevada had grown to more than 7 square miles after shutting down stretches of U.S. 395, State Route 108, and the Pacific Crest Trail along the eastern spine of California. And I guarantee you there weren't no bull ride bombers out there. Slow her down. Mexican shovels, $5 an hour, and when they're getting $30 an hour for the goddamn shovels, of the contractors are, because that's what this is about. This is about money. And yesterday, the shit we breathed, we woke up this morning, I ain't kidding you, man, just screaming, headaches and stuff. I mean, because there's cars and shit burning. I mean, batteries. God knows what was on the trucks that got burned. They're not going to tell you the smoke's just coming right over the hill. And, I mean, it's socking you in. It don't even smell like goddamn wood smoke. It's just so nasty. The Marine Corps' Mountain Warfare Training Center, campgrounds, and other areas were evacuated Wednesday. Ranchers were told to prepare to move livestock out of the area in Humboldt, Toliab National Forest. The two fires Thursday were raging just weeks after a blaze in the Redding area killed 8 people and burned about 1,100 homes. What kind of shit you think comes off a house burning? Hey, but hey, you know what? Don't get within 20 feet of that public housing and smoke a goddamn cigarette. That secondhand smoke off there. Whew. That can't be allowed. That's got to be stopped. Homes in a frightening start to the fire season. California's insurance commissioner said Thursday that victims of the fire and one in the Mendocino. I can't say that word, area. The two largest blazes in the state so far this year have filed more than 10,000 claims so far, totaling $845 million. Just keep that little figure in mind. The two fires destroyed or damaged a combined 8,800 homes and 329 businesses. The worst may be yet to come. Commissioner David Jones warned at a San Francisco news conference, noting that California wildfires are typically more destructive after September 1st. Wonder why they're, you know, hyping this and getting these fires going just right now. You know, we all know that once they started the bureaucracies, it was a running joke. You know, if you had a budget, you're running a school, I don't give a shit what you're running. You want to spend every every dollar and then act like you need more so you can get more next year and more next year and more next year. This is how this shit works. I mean, like I said, it's a common knowledge. California's firefighting agency is about to exceed its budget and needs $234 million more. Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlott said in a letter to lawmakers Thursday, we got 243. Now, we talked about this. We talked about the Boride bombers, the 747s. And I'll tell you guys a little story. Right out here just outside of town, this rich son of a bitch and lawyer came in here and bought what had been a chunk of national forest all my life. Stagger Butte. I mean, we had Forest Service, roads through it. I mean, it belonged to the people. One guy did a trade for some scrub brush up on top of a mountain over here, cut down all the tall timber and sold it to this son of a bitch. And he wanted to put him in one of these little choo-choo train railroad things, right? And just this Disneyland thing. And then it was all cut off. It was all of a sudden, we'd paid to maintain the roads for, God, 50 years. And it'd been our public property. Oh, some dirty deals were made down there at the Masonic Lodge. And the next thing you know, hey, man, here this one guy owns it all. And putting tunnels under the goddamn road. And me and my buddy Bill, we went to town and we goes, how in the hell would that? What's going on here? And we go start searching through the records. There's not one permit. I mean, if you try to put in set a goddamn trailer up on a foundation. You buy a little piece of property out here. Try to set a little trailer up on a foundation without a conditional use permit, and then a permit for your sewer, and then a permit for your electricity to come in. Permit. I mean, stacks of permits just to put a goddamn trailer house on a lot, okay? Not one permit. And we're talking about, I got to believe it's a few hundred acres over a butte. More than that, probably 1,000 acres. Over a butte, I mean, tunnels under the goddamn road. You know, we're looking this shit up as we're doing it. And, I mean, that takes like a state permit from the transportation department. No permits. This guy just came in and just did it. He was a filthy rich. He got in on the ground floor of fiber optics. So he had a zillion dollars. So he just come in and just, big, huge buildings. The fellow that would have had to inspect those buildings, it just so happened that a girl I grew up with, she got hooked up with this guy. And I sat and talked to this guy. You're talking great big industrial buildings, you know, where they run the trains in and equipment and shit, man. This is an operation like building Disneyland. Not one fucking permit. And he was, and by law, he would have had to been the one that inspected those buildings and granted those goddamn permits. Not one permit. But I'm going to tell you guys, you know, it's like this. It was a hot year like this. And man, you know, a warm thought would have started a fire. But right, just where the road goes around the corner there, it wasn't that far off the goddamn road. I mean, I drove by there and seen it. A plane was coming around to go into the airport, and the guy fucked up, and he crashed the plane. And so, man, the plane crashes. And like I said, this is all dry. I mean, it's like this time of year, dry, dry, dry. And the fire, you can see the smoke from town. Just when it happened, that's when, you know, you jump in and go see what the hell the fire is. Nothing else to do around here in them days. By the time I drove from my mom's house in Chiloquin, it's probably, shit, if it's 4 miles, I'll eat my hat. By the time I drove from there to that corner, a Boride bomber came over and put the whole son of a bitch out that fast. This is all being done on purpose. It's being done for money. And like I said here, $234 million more they need. They done spent. Let's go on. Cal Fire. Wait, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
All the drugs that they can do, and all she wants to do.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Don Henley with All She Wants to Do is Dance. And we're just talking about the filth of the government, of this occupational slime ball mafia that is running your country, that is running your states, that is running your counties, that is running your municipalities as a goddamn mafia, because that's all it is. Your rights have been removed. Once again, I hear people talking, you know, we're going to have to fight them, you know, and once again, planning and getting everybody together. Our fucking rights are gone. Life ain't nothing without your rights. You're a goddamn slave. You have no life. You belong to somebody. I'm not going to belong to anybody but myself. I'm gonna find out who thinks they fucking I belong to them, and I'm gonna blow their fucking head off. That's what's gonna happen. Big Rig's abandoned the wildfire. I mean, we're down here to the theft. The agency spent $432 million through the end of August and had only about $11 million left. Pimcott wrote, "How much would it cost?" Like we said. To have a fleet, I mean, in these areas, we know where all the fire, because the fire is in the same place every year, because I keep sucking down the goddamn smoke and every other shit nasty thing that's in it. And this is it's gonna kill old people. I mean, there are people over what's happened the last few years. This has taken years off their lives. That's old people that would have lived longer aren't gonna live that much longer. I mean, this shit is deadly. I mean, and like I said, but there's out there. The communists out there telling you can't get within 20 feet of a public or housing building or any or near there anything public that belongs to you, the public, with a cigarette, because the smoke coming off the end of a cigarette, oh, that's fucking deadly. Wires burning, batteries, acid, whatever else, and it goes into the goddamn air, whatever. I mean, it wasn't just these trucks that burned either. It was cars and everything. The rubber from the tires. I mean, the nastiness shit that you're sucking all of that. Man, that's just one of the things you got to put up with for the industry of fire containment, not fire suppression, not putting the fires out, containing the fires and milking the goddamn people of the resources we don't even have to take care of ourselves. The legislature budgets for firefighting based on historical average costs. Cal Fire has requested extra money in 7 of the past 10 years. And that's about what it's when this whole shit started, where every year you get here comes the smoke over the hills. I'm betting that if it was ever looked up, that's when the emphasis went from extinguishing to containing. Containing it means you contain it. Oh yeah, you contain you. Well, it's the fire. The wind's blowing to the south today. We put everybody over on the south side over there. But of course, the fire's spreading. It's going to spread, but it's contained. I don't know if I told you guys this story yet or not. This is from family that's in the volunteers in another. It's in another part of the state here. But they volunteer fire department, you know, they're all the fires, all the stuff comes in on the radios and what might have you. The new guy they got over here, it was the goddamn mountain lit on fire, it was last year. That guy's coming over the mountain, comes down, here's a fire. Probably maybe about an acre. I mean, and it was goddamn like it is now. Dry. And in the fire, and he calls in the fire. And they're listening to this. These guys, this has got these people. They know what's going on. They're shaking their heads, and they do. Well, you know, I'm a good volunteer. I'm a good citizen. I do everything. I don't know what I could say about any of it, but so the guy calls the fire in, right? And they say, "Well, where's the fire?" And he gives them the spot on the fire, and because you can see it from the goddamn road, that's why he stopped there. And he goes, "Well, we're going to send out these trees." And this is the head guy. This is the head guy that's taking care of the fires out here. And he goes, no response. He said, it's burning straight up. It's burning straight up. You people out there sucking the smoke, man, you realize these son of a bitches are the one providing it. They're doing this for money. They're killing you for money. For mammon. Extra money for the blaze Thursday along Interstate 5 has blackened 23 square miles, prompting mandatory evacuations. It was moving rapidly, but was still far from any large towns. Officials from a number of agencies, and even when they use the boride, when they're towards the end, I'd watch them. Even when they'd use the boride, it would just to be, they would have it. I mean, they'd have like, where if you could send in mopping crews, and that when the idea was to put son of a bitch out, or helicopters, like there was one over here across the lake that burned all fucking summer. I'm telling you, that fire was within, in all due honesty, it was within not even a mile of the fucking lake, a whole 32 square mile lake, and not one helicopter dipping one bucket of water out of there to dump on the son of a bitch. It smoldered, and they kept it contained all goddamn summer long, and we sucked the goddamn smoke from it because there's money in containment. There ain't no money in putting it, put the fire out, man. Like I said, I'm betting with a quarter of what was spent this year, they could have a fleet of goddamn 747s, the big bastards. I mean, where you could launch five or six of them at a time. And just like when they bomb a city, you know, come over, and I don't care if an acre, I don't care if it was a 10 acre fire already, which, man, with the satellite technology we have now, and not to mention the spotters all around. I mean, the fires, I mean, they just let them go. If like the guys, it's burning straight up. That, therefore, it is contained. It isn't moving. It's just burning naturally out. No response. If the wind, of course, the wind did shift, and it became another blazing ass fire. And you know, it's just insane. But it's just another part of this gross corruptness, this disgusting abomination of what this nation was supposed to be. It's just like the petty theft from the ground up, the petty thief that, I mean, you don't get ahead in life. I've said it 100 times. You don't get ahead in life doing an honest day's work or running an honest business and doing honest trade with people and treating people right. It's what can you fuck them out of? And this is the evil that mammon brings. I mean, once you get that feel of it, I mean, they're sick with it. It's like the son of a bitch is at the top of somebody that's got $140 billion. How much would you have to spend a day? I mean, telling you, you couldn't do it it'd take lifetime after lifetime. It'd probably take 10 generations of lifetimes to spend $140 billion. If you had to just go out, just one person had to spend it, what in the fuck would you buy? And then it finally comes down to what they really want to own, and that is human beings. They want to be gods on this earth, and mammon. See, mammon is the god maker. Mammon makes all things possible, or it can put a problem in place, or it can remove a problem very easily. Just like we talk about this broadcast. And the fellow was talking about too bad the 75% didn't think what they would if they could hear our voices. The thing is to keep us under control. That's why this desperate thing with this, I knew it was going to get like this with this, midterm election shit coming up, so-called election. I mean, we went over the goddamn fraud and any individual. See, we're supposed to be a nation of individuals, individual thinking people. And any individual that thinks, even just has a little inkling in their little pea brain that they're going and casting a vote means any goddamn thing, that they can cause any effect as an individual is a fucking retard that doesn't deserve the air they're breathing. They don't even deserve the goddamn air I'm breathing. But they're going to go ahead.
If there would be any effect or cause of effect from voting, there wouldn't be no voting in this country.
The only effect there is, my friend, is that is the consent. You know, I looked up the consent, what consent is, and consent is pledging allegiance is a form of consent. Participating in the system is considered a form of consent, but the main form of consent, the main consent to the of the governed to the governors is the vote. That what they're doing, that this is just, this is why they want these zillion, they want them, obviously, to bring this to a state of slave labor. And they want peons here who are used to licking people's boots and, walking with their eyes averted and digging in the fields all day, basically slaves. They want them here. And that's also why they're talking, let's drop the voting age down to 16. A 16-year-old has no, they'll talk about having skin in the game. And every time they talk about anything like these fires and stuff, if you want to, I'm supposed to be the goddamn person that owns this country. You're supposed to be working for me. You're not a stakeholder. You don't own no Mexicans with shovels. You don't have nothing to say in this. We have a comment section for you over there. It's right next to the protest. You see the fenced-in area over there? The protest, that's where you protest. You can go over there and voice your opinion. That's what your goddamn opinion means, slaves. But people, they just got to get it through their heads. Without that Bill of Rights, which they have told you they're not mealy-mouthing around about it. Asset forfeiture is a pretty clear goddamn, just an absolute, and sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, between them, they've told you, no, you don't have it. We have removed it. We have removed, and in that National Defense Authorization Act, they even claimed that, we were talking on the site yesterday, I think it was Galen talking about, is it war? When they're beating her because they're not lawful officers of any court. Well, hell yeah, it's war. The Bill of Rights was the peace. That was what made the peace. The peace has been broken. Once that in the contract it was supposed to be the Constitution, that was the settlement of the war. But what happened when the people, they rose up in Lexington and Concord and they fought and they drove the British into Boston, surrounded Boston, bombed the hell out of it, and they fought and fought and fought and fought. And then here come the same son of a bitch and aristocrats. And when that charter, this isn't our country. The first article, I think this country's chartered under the Catholic Church. What the fuck does that mean? That is not a free country. That is not a free people's country. When the free people took this country from the king and his goddamn church, it should have been America chartered by America. That's the only way you could ever have a free nation if you think about it. If somebody grants you a charter, it's like being in contract with them. It's just like what we talked about with the churches and the 501c3s. They granted you a permission. They recognized your existence. Well, you'll recognize our existence when we throw the Catholic Church charter out of here and maybe turn goddamn Vatican City and Tel Aviv into glowing glass. Maybe you'll get it through your fucking heads that this is our country. It belongs to us exclusively. We charter here. It's our charter. It's a free man's charter. And that's another reason why it's, the people that have the resources that could be stepping up, they don't give a shit that Bill of Rights is gone because they're the mammon, the power, the money. Everything means more to them than because they know that what rights they can pretend to have. It's like Alex Jones, I have two law firms on retainer. So this is their, and I hold this great property. So I can go around, I can do things that you can't even, if you did them, you'd be in jail in 10 minutes, man. I got private properties I can go hunt. I got 250 caliber Barretts I go shoot just to play. If I stepped up and you ask him, he'll act like he's tip the spear. He's your savior. You don't give one rat's fuck about your Bill of Rights, people. In fact, the fact that you've had them taken away from you, he can look down his goddamn nose at you. You're beneath him. Because money, justice has become, well, not even justice, just goddamn, what poses as justice in this country is a commodity. It's bought and sold, and we all know it. It's just like Hillary Clinton. Come in, they come right up there in front of the slaves, and this is how much it matters to them. This is how much your goddamn vote means, peon, coolie, pissant. They come right up in front of you. International espionage. Straight up treason. And I mean, goddamn, I mean, they lay it all out there for you, but no reasonable. See, because then it goes to the Attorney General, which is the DA of all DAs for the whole country. Just won't call a grand jury. Because in their world, that's how it works in the goddamn admiralty. It has to be their boy. I mean, can only call a grand jury. It's like calling, and you're actually calling, actually, you're bringing a military tribunal together. Whereas in the common law, I go down there and you're going to call, I file those fucking papers. You're calling a grand jury. You have no choice. Or you'll be the next one charged. You'll be charged as an accessory to what happened to me. I don't care if you're the sheriff. But see, when you got just a judge and a sheriff and probably a sheriff's deputy and the coroner involved, when you only got four people to deal with, those four people, you know, you sons of bitches, you want to get together and try to deny me justice, and you get aggressive about it. I shoot off four of you, and then we go to the next level, and I get a jury from the district, you know, the area, from the goddamn, what would they call that? It would be like the zone. It would be like going from a county level to a state level. I would draw a jury from there, and I say, yeah, I killed all four of them. They were denying me my goddamn procedural due process. And here's the proof right here. They did it. They had me trapped here, and they told me that, you know, that we're just going to arbitrarily put your ass in jail for the rest of your life. We're going to take everything you fucking own and put you in a cage. And because the four of us have decided to come together and be corrupt, and we're going to rule over this municipality or this area, this jurisdiction as dictators. Well, that's only four bullets. But what you got going on here, this is international corporate mafia, period. And burning down goddamn and killing people, and to pretend, that's what really eats my ass. They care so much for the people. And then they sit there, you know, they'll go in there and come in and representing people from foreign countries, foreign nationals, and coming right up and say, yeah, I'm a part of the coalition for the El Salvadorians illegals in this country. We have an organization right here for illegals in your country. And they're gonna have the rights that you do not have. They're going to be given what's yours. We're going to take what's yours and give it to them. No due process of the law. That's your representative government. That's that shit they sold them people back in 1789. That is what the anti-federalists were talking about. Exactly what they would do. And that Bill of Rights should have been, and like I said, the mistake was when after the surrender of Cornwallis, and then the elites sit down and the Masonic Lodge, and they got out their constitution and started writing a new constitution that was going to make them the goddamn ruling elite in this country and make you a fucking plebe. As soon as they seen it, instead of raising hell in the anti-federalist papers and rallying against it and stuff, and you know, forcing the Bill of Rights, they should have went straight to Philadelphia and shot those dirty son of a bitches dead. And I wouldn't be here talking to you. I'd be living a good life, because it's been corrupt from the get-go, and it's just gotten to the point where it is just so blatantly corrupt. It's indescribable anymore. You think of a snake's belly in a wagon track. How low can it go? You know, the bottom of that, the deepest part of the ocean. How far down can it go? How far? It's down there. We have found that evil empire, and boy, it's us. It's not you and me. It's not even the majority of the people in this country. It is a goddamn foreign government over there in the Middle East running the goddamn traitors in this country, a handful of traitors that we outnumber by the thousands, and we're all armed, and we're watching this shit happen. But right this year, somebody's grandmother is going to die, and it's going to hurt their ass. It's going to hurt. And grandma would have probably lived 3 or 4 or 5 more years. She hadn't had to suck down that goddamn smoke that they were making, millions of dollars on with the Mexican shovels. It don't fucking matter to them. And then they pretend for the children, because they love children. They'll sit there and talking about like Trump protecting the children. That's why I can't do it. That's why I had to lie to you and get into office. I can't do this to these children. At the same time, he's over there blowing kids up in Yemen. By spending billions of your dollars on fucking drones to go blow them people up because they were so misfortunate. They had the misfortune of finding an oil field on their property. Or over in Libya, destroyed their whole fucking country. Oh, goddamn, man. What was their crime? Oh, they found an oil field off the coast of Tripoli that the Queen of the Netherlands wanted. So I guess there's got to be some kind of uprising. Well, the people are happy. He's giving them homes. He's giving them cars. They're getting a share of it. I mean, the money's going to the people. Well, how in the hell are you going to get it up? Well, what you do? You go get that Al-Qaeda that you've been employing for the last 35 fucking years. Just like Saddam Hussein was on the CIA payroll for 35 years. You go get those boys that you've been employing for 35 years and you bring them over here. You bring them across the border and they start shooting and terrorizing. And you say, oh, it's a civil war is what it is. And we got to get in the side because we hate Gaddafi. We got to get on the side of the freedom fighters. That's what they are. The Al-Qaeda freedom fighters. When they're killing your people over in the Middle East, that goddamn Al-Qaeda. Or when, you know, like when in the 70s and 80s, when they talked about the Shiite Muslims, those Shiite Muslims blowing up planes, hijacking planes and what might have you. And then when Bush went to invade the first time Bush won, it was the friendly Shias that were greeting us. I mean, this is fucking Orwellian as it gets. And it has come to the point till it's an insult to the intelligence. Just quit writing it down, you sons of bitches. We understand what you're doing. They're burning down this state right now. You're burning down states all around us here for money. Because you got the communists on one side. They came in and took control of all of the lands, cut off the timber industry, cut out the ranching industry, stole it from them that stole it from us. Well, there's got to be a way we can make a buck here. Well, fuck, we'll burn it down. We'll go from putting the fires out. We'll contain them all summer long. And, man, hey, what are you going to do? You don't pay to fight a fire. Fire's going to burn anyway, ain't it? I'm disgusted, people. That's all I can say. And we got the weekend coming up. You guys enjoy your weekend. And, you know, it is what it fucking is. And we know what's got to be done. And it ain't going to be done. There ain't nobody out there looking to save us. They're looking for to save what they have. They don't give a rat's ass about the fact that none of us have a Bill of Rights. Because the justice that they can buy and still hold their property is enough for them. And fuck you. Even though you are the majority and you are the largest army to ever exist on this planet, you're going to have to do it as individuals, as groups, as family groups, as clans. That's how you're going to have to fight these bastards, because all these other son of a bitches want that power back. They don't want that power to go away. The conservatives, they always talk about that bloated, huge government. We got to get rid of that huge government bullshit. No intent. The intent is, get started, we're gonna go, well, we'll do just like the communists did. If we could get that 75% of these fools in this country, that's what they think of you. You think you're an ignorant goddamn slave fool. If we could get them to give their acquiescence and give their permission for us to rule, we can outdo the communists. Cause that's all the communists did was fooled enough people through this phony ass vote into giving them the authorization to run the country. And this is what they're thinking they're gonna do to us. With us. Oh, we're patriots, see? We're patriots. We're patriot farmers from the farming industry. We're patriot loggers from the logging industry. We're the people that stole this fucking country from you originally. We're the people that got rid of your common law courts that allowed these communists to come in and do the shit that they're doing to you right now, right in your face, like burning your goddamn forest down for money. It is just this. If the religious people out there, you know that we did the Christian thing the other day and about the churches and everything. And if your God was there and he was sitting here watching this, I mean, what's he waiting on, huh? Yeah, I tell you what, there's one God on this earth. and his name is Mammon. And I tell you what, I don't have to doubt that he exists. I don't have to, I haven't the smallest doubt. I have complete faith in his almighty power because it is, I witnessed it with my own eyes every fucking day. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!